Drawing sharp lines has never been Governor Lynch's style, but in this speech, Lynch did repeatedly.
The cut in the tobacco tax was nonsensical. We hear from some a lot of anti-government talk, but to me that doesn't make a lot of sense. I will veto legislation allowing casinos here in New Hampshire.
Lynch also laid down markers on other major topics. He wants to take another crack at passing a constitutional amendment to make it easier to target school aid, for instance. But expanded gambling? Not on his watch.
I will veto legislation allowing casinos here in New Hampshire.
The governor made less definitive threats on other issues. He said he would, quote, stand firm against bills to weaken environmental protection and loosen gun laws. And though he didn't state it explicitly, Lynch also seemed to indicate that if Republicans want to repeal New Hampshire's same-sex marriage law, they'll have to override his veto.
New Hampshire has a long and proud tradition of fighting for the rights of all of our people, and a tradition of leaving people alone to pursue their own happiness. As governor, I intend to uphold that centuries-old tradition, and I will stand firm against any legislation that would strip any of our citizens of their civil rights.
House Speaker William O'Brien and Senate President Peter Bragdon sat behind the governor at the podium. Neither man smiled during this part of the speech. The push to repeal gay marriage is coming from the House. Speaker O'Brien has staunchly opposed it for years and hasn't tipped his hand as to whether he'll put the repeal to a vote. But after the speech, O'Brien wasn't shy in dismissing Lynch's argument.
I personally don't recognize the expansion of the definition of marriage to cover same-gender relationships as a civil rights issue at all. I do find it interesting that he would use euphemisms rather than just come out and tell the people what he's talking about.
Republican leaders were also quick to say if Lynch hopes to spend more on higher education, for instance, or to raise the money needed to finish widening I-93 by 2016, the funds won't be coming from new or increased taxes.
That is off the table for House Republican leadership.
House Majority Leader D.J. Betancourt added that Republicans are willing to work with Governor Lynch, but on their own terms.
It's about not sacrificing our core principles for the sake of going along to get along.
If Lynch's speech did nothing else, it surely highlighted the different styles of the House and Senate. Senate President Peter Bragdon lines up with the House on most policy matters, but notes that public confrontations with the governor don't tend to serve the public's interest.
We're certainly trying to maintain a congenial attitude, trying to work in a bipartisan manner. Others may disagree, but my job is to focus on the Senate.
For Lynch himself, knowing his policy agenda faces strong headwinds in the GOP-controlled legislature, the tenor of the debate might be the main thing he can try to shape.
There's a harshness in the air, in the tone and the nature of our communications, and particularly within this building. That's not healthy for our people, and it's not healthy for our democracy.
Given the lopsided nature of the Republican majority, even a man who may be New Hampshire's most popular governor ever will be challenged to be more nuanced than simply threatening to wield the veto pen. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.